Hello, I'm Kent Brown. I'm a product manager with the Windows Communication Foundation, and I'm here to talk about some projects called Stonehenge about interoperability. Stonehenge is a project at Apache. Apache is an organization for open source software, but they have a great community and a process for building software. And so what we did, we started Stonehenge, is essentially, it's a place where we take sample applications, implement them on different web service stacks, and show interoperability. So through configuration, we connect different components. And I'll kind of show a slide here in a second and show a demo around that. To start off, the first sample application that we built was StockTrader. StockTrader is a reference application that actually originally came from IBM. We implemented it on the Microsoft stack and then got other people involved. So WSO2 is a vendor. They have an open source web service stack called Access2. We also got Sun. Theirs is Sun Metro. And we recently got Spring Source involved. So the idea is that we have this basically a three-tier application. We have a web UI. We have two services, a business service and an order processing service. And then we have a database layer. So we can do it on MySQL or SQL Server. At the web service layer, we have WCF, Access2, Sun Metro, and Spring Web Services. And then on the clients, we have ASP.NET, JSP, PHP, and JSF. And so the idea is that we can take one of these clients, talk to one of the services, you know, say .NET to Java, and then Java back to .NET, and we can switch those out and be able to basically prove out interoperability between them. And also, the goal is to build up guidance and, you know, sort of best practices and gotchas, basically to document and make it easier for developers to achieve interoperability. We released the first release, which we showed the web service interoperability. For the second release, what we did was we added claims-based security. So the scenario is that we've got back end, we have a brokerage that's providing trading capabilities, you know, the real making the trades executed. On the front end, a bank is offering this as a service to their clients, so that if you're a member of that bank, you're allowed to go and trade stocks with them, right? So the idea is that you log into the bank. There's a what we call a passive STS, which basically is a redirect, so that through the browser you can enter your credentials. That gives you a token, and then at that point, the web application is able to talk to the brokerage because there's a trust relationship, a federated trust relationship. So the SAML token is passed forward to the business service. It's validated against an STS on the back end, and it enables basically for the back end to understand who's making the call and to do the authentication. What I'm going to demo here in a second is basically the .NET and the Sun Metro implementation. So this is a diagram of basically what we showed before. Again, we're going to a passive STS, then through the web application is going to talk to an active STS. Think of this as two domains. So this is the client domain, this is the server domain. So we're going to be able to talk from .NET to a .NET service, and then the .NET service is going to talk to Sun Metro order processing service. Secondly, I'm going to go and show the same application, but it's going to be Sun Metro client. So, well, the Java server face client talking to OpenSSO is their claims-based authentication mechanism. And then, so from the Sun, we're then going to talk to .NET, and that SAML token is going to be interoperable. Here we have the .NET version of StockTrader, and you'll see in a second the Sun Metro version looks the same, it's just a different color. So we've tried to replicate the exact application and just show, okay, these technologies are largely switchable. So when we try to click here and go and check our account, it's going to redirect us to the passive STS. This was implemented with what's now called Windows Identity Framework. Before it was called Geneva Framework. And so at this point, it has my credentials and it has a token representing me. And I can see all my trades. And then I can go and look at, you know, here are the current prices. And let's say I want to buy some of this stock here. If I go back to the account, we'll see that here that trade has happened. So here I'm going to the Sun Metro implementation, and because I'm not authenticated, it's redirecting me to OpenSSO. It's their equivalent of ADFS2, which is their claims-based passive authentication mechanism. So I'm going to put in the same credentials you had. So again, I log in. The application looks the same. Now it's in red. And again, I'm going to go and basically perform the same action. At this point, so I'm going to buy. ...77 shares of that stock. And so at this point, I've talked from Sun Metro using the Sun claims-based technology, and I've talked to a .NET service, which has understood that SAML token, passed it forward, and then it turned around and called another Sun service. So we're really showing interoperability kind of both ways. So there we see the trade executed. So again, just wanted to sort of summarize that. That last instance, we had the Sun client talking to a .NET service, which turned around and talked to a Sun service. Eventually on this project, we'll be basically switching out every component and kind of testing as many iterations or permutations as we can, but those are right now what we have working. And then finally, just to give a word about Stonehenge going forward, once we finish this M2 release, we're basically going to start focusing less on the big sample application and more on smaller, simpler samples around specific scenarios. So it'll take less work for a developer to download, install, and understand. And what we hope this to become is really a forum so that if you're stuck on interoperability issues with WS Star, you can post a question. Maybe somebody's already built a sample that you can just look at, or maybe you spin up a side project with another partner at Sun or WSO2 and work out that sample. And so just to be a growing body of knowledge around achieving interoperability. So here's the URL is cwiki.apache.org/Stonehenge, and you can go there and learn all about the project. Just start by subscribing to the dev mailing list and just learning about it and getting involved. So a common question on Stonehenge is why the name. I mean, first of all, at Apache, basically you just need some kind of code name that basically doesn't have anything to do with the project. The guy that picked it, his name is Sanjeeva. He's at WSO2. I think he's the CEO, and he partly one of the other guys that helped start the project is from England. But the way I explain is you look here and you see, well, there's something intelligence going on, but I don't know what the heck it is, right? And that's basically, this is a different kind of project at Apache. It's not, we're not building a web server, we're not building Java, we're building interoperability. It's really more about the community. So that's how the name came about, from Sanjeeva.